Joining us right now in the Lake Country Studios, I don't think I've ever had this many people to do a segment with me this morning, but we're going to start from 1 through 4. I've got Liz Bragg, I've got Sandra Adkins, I've got Marcy Vaughn, and I've got Whitney Stump, and everybody say good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, welcome into the Lake Country Morning Show. Of course, we're going to start things off with Liz Bragg with the Bureau of Medical Services. Now, Liz, there is a program going on in conjunction with West Virginia Adult Ed and the Family Learning Center about a free direct support professional program classes.
Yes, there is, and we're really excited about this project. We've been working a couple years on pulling together a set of skill sets that can be used for individuals who need employment. They're interested in working in the field of helping others. A lot of times someone might not quite know what type of job they really want, mm-hmm. and this is a really good opportunity for them to learn the basic skills of employment. I started out as a direct support professional, and as I gained expertise. One of the things that, as I was working in behavioral health, I always thought if we could get this under the umbrella of the Board of Education, of the adult services, that we could move away from the one-shot training deals and get a functional-based curriculum that will be long-lasting and give our employer someone who comes to their agency ready for hire and have developed the soft skills that we want to see in an employer. So as I worked with the Board of Education, one of the benefits was getting introduced to all of these experts in education.
Okay.
And knowing my history, I was like that little pink bunny rabbit that kept banging on the drums. I was really persistent, saying we really, really need this program. And I'm going to let Sandra talk more about the program itself, but we're really excited.
All right, Sandra Adkins with West Virginia Adult Education. Good morning.
Good morning, and thank you for having us. Yeah, Liz brought this project to us a couple of years ago, and we've been kind of working on it off and on since then. Now we've come push to shove to get it ready for our March 4th rollout. But a lot of people just don't know what adult education does. And just as a little base for that, we're federally funded.
Okay.
So our aim is to help adults improve their educational and employment outcomes so that they become self-sufficient.
Right.
So we do that in many ways: high school equivalency training, certifications. And one of the great things that we love doing is actually working on projects that bring a person through training and into the hands of an employer.
Right.
And Liz is going, oh, I want to say something else.
Ooh, pick me. Go ahead, Liz.
I just wanted to say the Bureau for Medical Services has 4 waiver programs. Okay. Those are home and community-based programs, which work with individuals in their homes or out on community events. We're talking individuals who may have a disability, aging parents, age and disabled waiver program. There may be individuals with traumatic brain injury, or any children with special health care needs, or the children with serious emotional disturbances disorder. We have a whole array of different types of programs. But the beautiful thing about this opportunity is it's a solid universal training that will benefit each one of those persons who are interested in going into that track.
And Sandra, this is something that is really, there's a high demand for this.
There is. There is along all 4 programs. So as we try and keep people in their homes and in their communities, they may need assistance. In fact, my family was a recipient and a benefit from this program as my dad was older and needed care, mm-hmm. And it didn't need to fall to my mother to do some of that. So he had a care worker one day a week. So I have a personal investment in this project as well. So we've really taken the skill sets that Liz put together and developed a foundational course. Things that employers want their employees to know as they come to the table. They get a lot of high turnover in this occupation because people will start and not really know what it involves.
Right.
And then they tend to leave. Or they just don't have those soft job skills. Like, yeah, 8 o'clock means 8 o'clock. I need to be there and ready to go. Mm-hmm. And having pride in your work and just all of those things. Well, that's what we do in adult education every single day with our students. So it was a natural marriage right. to be able to do this. So the program we've designed is going to run over a 4-week period. Combined four in-person classes. There are just some things we need to do in person.
I agree.
And then the rest of it is hybrid. So we've housed it in an online learning platform mm-hmm. so people can work at it on their own at home, or if maybe they don't have the technology or the skills, they can come into the Family Learning Center while they're open and get help, work, use the computers there in order to do the work. And then hopefully on the last day of graduation, everybody who's come through will be able to be employed. And part of what we've added into this that I think is exciting is a job shadow experience.
Right.
And that's where the other two guests come in, that we are going to give the people an opportunity to shadow a direct support professional for a day. So okay. they really understand what the job is and where they can go with it. Because one of the things built into it, as Liz said, she started as a DSP, but that's mm-hmm. not where she's at now.
Right.
That there are so many opportunities that you can move along in this path. So we'll hear from Marcy.
Now, Marcy Vaughn, of course, with Seneca Health Services. Marcy, how can a program like this benefit Seneca Health Services?
Seneca Health Services is one of the waiver Title 19 providers. We have a group of individuals that are living with intellectual disabilities, and they need this type of support in order to remain in their homes. When individuals are able to remain in their homes and receive the care, they live healthier, happier lives. They're not placed into any type of institutional setting or nursing care, which can lead to increased financial expense, not only for the state, but perhaps for the individual's families. So having a group of individuals that come out with the necessary skills and specific training that we need as an employer helps us get them to work faster. And we are in the midst of a workforce shortage. We need individuals who have a passion for supporting right. individuals and helping them to live their best lives.
Now, Whitney Stump, she is with the Nicholas Community Action Partnership. And Whitney, there is a huge need. And you're looking at programs like this to be able to fill those vacancies and put people to work helping other people.
Yes, absolutely. We have been struggling in recent years to really staff all of the clients that we have, which makes it a hardship to then take on even more clients. And we are not only providing the aged and disabled waiver program, but we also provide grant-funded programs through right. the Bureau of Senior Services that are in-home care programs. And so we have multiple programs across the board that we struggle to staff in because, you know, I don't think people necessarily know what is involved in the caregiving aspect. And, you know, again, there's been a labor shortage in general. I think we've heard from multiple directors across the state that they are having issues staffing. So I think something like this is going to give people a more eyes open idea of what you do when exactly. you get into the home with a client. And, you know, as Marcy said, it's not even just, you know, that work aspect. You're building a relationship. You've really got to have a passion. And I don't think people realize how valuable it is to the clients right. either.
And again, this is something, ladies, that coming into it, you just have to have a desire to want to help people mm-hmm. and a willingness to learn. There doesn't have to be some big fancy college degree or something like that. If you're looking to, you know, break in at ground level, this is the perfect opportunity to get in on something like this.
Yes, it is. And the one thing that I forgot to say...
Just pull it over in front of you. It moves. It's mobile.
One thing that I forgot to say is this training's free.
Yes.
So much in this world is not free, but this entire training is free. And even if you decide that maybe this career isn't for you, which I hope you do, is that you're going to walk out of here with several certifications mm-hmm. that you can put to work in any job. So you're going to be ready for employment wherever. But I personally hope you continue in this field that's very much needed. But like I said, it is free. All you need to do is contact the Family Learning Center at 304-872-7060 and ask for Dave or Jennifer, and they will get everything they need to get you started. And our first day is March 4th.
So it's going to be here before you know it.
Yes, it is.
All right. Well, outstanding, Liz. Ladies, anything else you all want to add?
We look forward to being part of this first pilot. I do believe that this will be replicated across the state. There are tons of providers who are looking for employees that have these skill sets. So I really think that this will be successful and we will see it spread.
The first of many, many to come. Sandra, anything you'd like to add before we cut loose?
Well, just to thank you for having us on so we can share more about this program and the need that's in our community. And it's a great opportunity for Nicholas County to be get a pilot for something that we hope that can move statewide. And the state's really kind of looking at this for that, and we're excited about it.
All right, Sandra, thank you. Liz Bragg, Marcy Vaughn, Whitney Stump, ladies, it's been a pleasure. We got to do it again sometime. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.